Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 18th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky directly over Our Lady statue has been a very dark color, a most sinister color. But now, all about the trees, a beautiful blue light is forming. It gives you a very warm feeling and a good feeling, because I know the blue lights are Our Lady's core lights. Now, high up in the sky, there is a circular light coming directly through the sky. It's a host-like in formation. Now, it's opening up as though it's just increasing in circumference, the light, and directly in the center, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, it must be very windy this evening, because Our Lady's skirt is blowing. Oh, Our Lady is dressed all in white. She has a blue sash, a deep blue sash about her waist. I can see her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Mary beads. It's dangling from Our Lady's waist. Our Lady is coming forward, and she's holding in her hand a long spray of palm. Oh, she's just holding it and carrying it forward. Our Lady has a mantle, a pale blue mantle about her head. It's a beautiful color. I have never seen Our Lady wear a light blue mantle. It's just beautiful. Now, Our Lady is extending the palm out like this. And now Our Lady is holding the palm up, and she's casting it forward, and it's falling over here onto the grounds. Now Our Lady is taking the rosary from about her waist like this, and she's holding out the crucifix. It's a beautiful crucifix. It's made of spun gold, and as Our Lady is turning to look in each direction, the light is glittering off the gold crucifix, and it's very difficult to look at it. It's so brilliant. It's very, very piercing to your eyes. Our Lady now is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady looks very frail this evening. She has nothing upon her feet. Her feet are bare. I can see, as the wind's blowing her skirt, Our Lady's feet. She looks very delicate. Now Our Lady is taking the rosary into her hands now, but she's now placing the crucifix carefully into her left hand, and she's touching her lips with her first finger of her right hand. My child, listen well and repeat after me. My children of the world, I come to you with dire forebodings. Earth is now plunging fast into a major crisis. The safety of the world is threatened. If there are not more acts of penance and prayers and atonement to the eternal Father in heaven, man shall be held up to a reprobate sense. My children, man has become arrogant, filled with knowledge, but this knowledge is of worldly nature. He is man forever seeking for knowledge, for the creation of life and the retainment of life. I assure you, my children, this knowledge will never, can never be given to mankind. For this great secret of life will ever and is forever known only by the Eternal Father, the Creator of mankind and the earth. My children, the forces of 666, the forces of darkness now are gathering to do full war with all of the children of God in the light. It will be a battle that will call for great spirit, great sacrifice, and one must retain the knowledge of the faith, for it will give you necessary strength in the battle. In Rome, the eternal city of the hills, my children, the forces are gathering to bring about the capitulation of the seat of Peter to communism and atheism, all promoted in the name of humanism. My children, all this is coming about fast because man has neglected sacrifice and prayer. A delusion has been set upon mankind. The Eternal Father has deemed that man shall go along now and reap what he has sown. Man is forever searching for peace, peace of heart, peace in armaments. But the more he cries for peace, the farther he flies from it. There shall be no peace upon earth unless man returns to his God. The state of your world has been reduced by the immorality. The state of your world is capitulating now to all of the forces of the octopus that will seek to bring about a one world religion and a one world government under a supreme dictator of evil. My children, I have come to earth from the beautiful realms of heaven to warn you as a mother. The Eternal Father has sent me as a mediatrix between God and man, neither seeking to take the glory from my son, as many make accusations of. No, my children, I come in support of my sacrificed son, for he is being re-sacrificed by mankind. My children, I have been through this whole ordeal in the past, and I watch now as you re-crucify my son. Is this how you have set yourselves about to repay him for his sacrifice? By blaspheming his name, destroying his divinity, destroying the sheep. I cry out to you as your mother, O pastors, you shall all be made accountable to my son for your errors. And in your arrogance, you're setting up a new religion that falls far short of the plan of my son given to you in the beginning. The enemies of your God have infiltrated into the systems of the world, the political systems, and also the lives, the homes of mankind. You now, with the knowledge given to you through your baptism in the light, must retain the faith, the defenders of your faith in the days ahead. It will not be easy, my children. The road to heaven is never easy. It was not easy for my son. And you must now, to gain heaven, pick up your cross and follow him on the same road. It is a road filled with thorns. But at the end of that road, my children, there will be a glorious reward for all. No human eye can ever see until over the veil the beauty and the glories that await man. My children, I assure you as your mother, as one who has been with you in the past upon earth, leading a life as you do as a human being, that the knowledge of the supernatural must be retained. For there is another world, my children. All of you will one day be subject to this knowledge and the fact of its existence when you die. I never, as a rule, use the word die, my children, for only the dead are the dead of soul. But for you to understand my words, I say die, my children, in reference to the soul, the spirit, leaving your body, your human body. Every man, woman, and child must be parted by body and soul at one point in his life, sooner or later. You must prepare yourselves well and your children for this parting. In the days ahead, for the future is now, my children, many will come over the veil. Many shall be taken from the world in the plan of the Eternal Father. A gradual cleansing by trial shall be set upon mankind. The elements shall be used to bring great changes upon earth. They will not always be beneficial, my children. Floods shall rage in the thaw, my children. The atmosphere shall burn in the near future because man has set himself among the stars and has gone too high in his pursuits. Oh, my children, how many earth years have I traveled among you, crying to you as your mother to come back now from the wide road that you have chosen, a road that will take you only to the abyss and banishment and damnation. My children, many young will be taken from the earth to save their souls. You must all pray and do penance for the welfare of the Holy Father in Rome, Pope Paul VI. He has many traitors at his table with him. They seek to remove him and place one, a man of dark secrets, upon the seat. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer for your Pope Paul VI. The state of the world that is now steeped in murders and all manner of foul deeds reaching into the judicial systems of the world. This state has been brought about by the fall of mankind to sin. For when man seeks to build a world without his God, relying only on human knowledge and instinct, he can only meet with a sorrowful end. As I told you in the past, it will be father against son, mother against daughter, division in the homes, as this will be a product of the accelerating evils. You must all read your Bible. Many graces are given for reading but a short passage regularly in the Book of Life. My children, the indulgence gained from reading the Book of Life will strengthen you against the onslaughts of evil. This evil that I speak of, my children, is walking about in human form. The demons are seldom seen in their supernatural state by mankind. The Eternal Father permits this knowledge of seeing to few. This knowledge is only given in order for those chosen to do the work, the mission from heaven. This knowledge is given for their edification. The plan for the children of God in the days ahead will be given to you step by step, my children. As I told you in the past, and I repeat anew, I shall be with you to the arrival of my son. Everything I have counseled you in, my children, has come to pass. And much is ready now to come upon you. If man continues upon his present path, many nations shall disappear from the face of the earth. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. You must not slacken, but you must hasten to send the message from heaven throughout the world. I assure you, my children, there is only a little time left. Now Our Lady is extending her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is starting to go across the left side, our left side of the sky. She's just floating. The air seems to just carry her across. She hasn't moved her feet at all, but she's just floating across the sky. Now she's bending over and making the sign of the cross with her crucifix from the rosary in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, directly behind Our Lady, I don't know how long he's been there. I didn't take note of him before, but Michael is standing. He's now coming forward. It's much clearer. He seemed to be hiding almost within this fluffy-looking cloud that's developed on the left side. And Michael now is coming just above Our Lady. He covers the whole sky. There's no way I can explain to you about the magnificent size of Michael. He is truly a warrior of heaven. He's immense. Now Our Lady is going, cutting across the sky to the right side, just directly above the first tree. And she's looking down now and placing her rosary out like this with the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, and send to you the knowledge that Jesus will be with you and counsel you. You must all now keep a constant vigilance of prayer. And when I say constant, my children, it means daily. Now, Our Lady is now joining her hands together like this. And brought together like this, and now Our Lady is going across the sky. She hasn't removed her hands from this position. She's turning now, and she's standing directly over her statue. So beautiful. She's so very frail looking, but so beautiful. And Michael now is behind her. And now behind Our Lady and Michael, there's a beautiful, huge cross forming in the sky. It's made of like a golden light. I can't explain it. It's not solid. It's not metallic. But it's made from beams of light. But they're golden. It's just beautiful. Oh, I have no way to explain. It's just beautiful. Now the light is fading from the cross. And Our Lady now is being carried backwards a little farther up. She's going up now quite a distance and standing there. Now she's raising her hand like this and touching her lips. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. I have no strength. Our Lady said, it is a grace that you could lift me. That were it not so, I would be immovable to you. Our Lady said that she said that if it wasn't for the grace, you wouldn't be able to remove me from the cloud. The sky is becoming a very deep pink in color. It's a very warm feeling color, and I've learned to recognize that as Jesus' call color. Now, directly over the statue, high in the sky, the clouds are parting. They just seem to blow open into a circular area, and directly in the center, it's becoming very lighted, a beautiful translucent light. It's like a crystal. I can't explain it. There are no human words to describe the light. It's intense and brilliant, and it's piercing. And directly now through the light in the center of this pattern made by the blowing away the clouds, I can see Jesus coming forward. Oh, it's very windy. His gown is blowing. Jesus has on a pair of sandals this evening. They are brown in color, brown skin like. I don't know what they're made of, but they look almost like a leather. There's a strap, and it has two thong-like type of pieces of skin coming down to the across the instep and to his toes. Now Jesus has on a burgundy cape. It looks like it may be velvet, a beautiful looking cape, and it's tied about his waist, though the wind is catching it now and it's blowing out. Jesus has a belting about his waist to hold his gown in. It's a very voluminous gown, beautiful beige color, and Jesus' hair is blowing. He has nothing upon his head now, and his hair is quite long across his shoulders. He looks very beautiful. It's the first time in a long time I can see his beard. He has a short, very well-cropped beard coming to a point. His hair looked reddish-brown. It could be the reflection from the cape, but it does look reddish-brown. And now Jesus is, oh, he's smiling. His eyes, oh, I can see his eyes very clearly. They are gray-blue. Beautiful, warm eyes. Very pretty. Oh, he thinks that's funny. It's pretty. Magnificent eyes. I can't explain it. I don't know the words to explain Jesus' eyes. He doesn't have to talk like when I talk with Our Lady. They're very piercing. I know exactly what he's saying. Now Jesus is raising his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, we are persevering in our mission to reach you before the chastisement. As you know, my mother has been counseling you, going to and fro across the earth, warning her children to prepare for what will happen soon upon earth. Many minor warnings have been given, but man has not recognized them as coming from heaven and his God. Sad to say, my children, man has never learned from his past, for he continues to commit all of the sins and abominations that brought pain to the world in chastisements and death of the soul in the past, just as you are doing now. All manner of abominations and sin is steeping your world into a chasm of death. What more can I say to you as your God? To warn you that unless you make amends to the eternal Father for your sins, sins of the flesh and sins against the faith, I say unto you, you shall receive many minor warnings, and then you will have upon you a baptism of fire. Skin will burn and dry up and blow away from the bones as if it had never been. Eyes will see and many will still not believe because the hearts are closed to the truth. Harden thy sin. There will now on your earth sorcerers, the man of sin, creating murders, and all sin against the commandments of your God. Needless
water upon your path, for you are heading for a world catastrophe. Your leaders must get down upon their knees and pray for the light, for the forces of darkness are gathering to destroy, and many nations shall disappear from the face of the earth. The mercy of your God knows no bounds. Were it not so, we would not stand with you and cry out to you to warn you constantly over and over again to gather the sheep and save them. Pastors, in my house, you are scattering the sheep with your teachings, false teachings created by demons. You will bring a bloodbath to Rome. Turn back from your folly. Have you not now seen the results, the bad fruits that you have grown? The road to hell is paved by good intentions. We will not tolerate division in my church. Satan knows to divide is to conquer. The captains always remain upon the ship, even when it is sinking. The strong, those with faith, shall bail it out, the ship, keep it afloat until help arrives from heaven. All manner of heretics and unbelievers seek to enter my house, my church upon earth. You must not compromise the faith, for you will not win souls by lowering the standards. I gave you, through the prophets, the rule, the way, for I am the way, the truth, and the light. Oh, you hypocrites in my house, you who teach fallacy, errors, and lies, whatever shall become of you? Shall I abandon you to your sin? If I abandon you, you will gain a reprobate sense, and you shall be destroyed in your folly. You have been given many warnings in the past, and you are receiving a final warning to return my church to its former glory. Experimentation must stop. Humanism and modernism is a creation of Satan in my house. A delusion has been set upon you. Your heads are in the clouds, fogged. You are like ducks floating fast downstream to the brink, the edge. You are playing follow the leader. It is a game of destruction. Turn back now while there is time. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it, and the light shall not enter until it is cleansed. A church in darkness, my children, wears a band of death about it. Satan is doing great battle among the hierarchy of my church. Satan knows his time will be short, and he is gathering his own. No man shall be condemned to eternal damnation. No man shall fall unless he falls of his own free will. Man has fallen and become lukewarm because he has sought the material things of life to feed his body, his carnal nature, while he starves his soul. What good will it be if you gather all of the riches of the world and you do not store your treasures in heaven? You will come across the veil with nothing but the merits of love and prayer. My children, you must change your values back to the plan of your God. As a nation, as a country, as is many countries throughout the world, you have become paganized and immoral. My children, it is the gauge for the fall of mankind, immorality and paganism. No nation shall stand without its God, the God in heaven. Man is creating many new gods, gods to feed his human nature, and it is a basic carnal nature. Idolaters abound. When you worship in abundance things, my children, you are worshiping idols. If you spend your time gathering things, money, power, you are worshiping idols. Remove yourself from these worldly pursuits. It is a narrow road to the kingdom of your God, heaven. Many are called, but few are chosen. The road with Satan is wide. Many walk it and can never leave because there are too few prayers said for them and by them. Nothing is impossible to your God. Man shall never reach the highest pinnacle of heaven in knowledge. Parents, I admonish you once more to protect your children from the forces of evil. They must be given a firm foundation of the faith. The teachers outside your home are playing follow the leader to their own destruction. And sad to say, they are taking many others with them. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Pick up your cross and follow me. Now Jesus is looking all about
and he's now moving across the sky over to our left side. Our lady now is coming down through the sky. I didn't see her where she came from. She just seemed to appear right behind Jesus. I guess she came through the clouds. And Michael is covering the sky now, and there are many figures coming through the sky of angels. Oh, they're just beautiful. I don't know if they have age, but they look tiny, some of them, like children. And they're dressed in various colored gowns. They're just beautiful. But they're all wearing rose wreaths about their heads. Some are white and some are red, the wreaths. They're just beautiful. They look, oh, they're beautiful. Now Jesus is going over. He's cutting across to our left side, and he's looking down, extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his left and he's going across the sky. It's very windy. He's just floating. He doesn't have to move. It's fantastic to see the way he moves across the sky, and Our Lady is following him. And the angels now are turning and watching. They're standing over on the right side. Now Jesus is cutting across the sky. He's over between the tall tree and the other bough, and he's looking down now, and he's making the sign of the cross with his fingers extended, the three fingers like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand to his heart. I give you my heart, my children, a heart torn asunder by mankind. But even if I must shed my blood anew for you, I have great hopes that in this suffering the world can escape the great chastisement. The pages of the Book of Life are turning fast, be it that they may be slowed by the repentance of mankind. Now Jesus is extending his hand out again, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is putting his hand out like this. Continue now, my children and my child, through the affairs of atonement. The lights are still coming down from the sky. They're just beautiful. The streams of light, oh, they are just beautiful. Now Jesus is floating. He hasn't moved, turned, or anything, but he's going high up into the sky. Oh, he's just beautiful. And he has his hands extended out like this. And the lights are coming right out of his hands. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh. The light looks very similar to the light that was forming when Jesus was coming through the sky. They're like crystal. Gorgeous. Oh. No, I call them lights. I wish that heaven would give me a name to fully explain the beauty of these streams of light. They're nothing earthly. When you see them, you know they're not earthly. They're almost electrified. I can't explain it, but so beautiful. Oh, they're going down. Jesus is moving his hands now, and the light is falling down beyond the trees. Now it's beginning to, the light is fading. It's like, I can't explain it, like it's evaporating. Now Jesus is placing his hands like this, standing like this, and he's nodding. Continue, my child, with your mission of picture please. Two candles.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 18th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.